All right. We got Chimes. We got Stella. And there's the Bella. All right. Hey, everybody. Shane here, dailyastrocat.com. And today is Thursday. It's the 28th of March. After my birthday, right? Now, somebody told me that we're getting together Saturday for my birthday. And Carrie was like, hey, you know, we're getting together on Saturday, but I have Sunday off because it's Easter. And I said, wait, Easter? This is all about me. This isn't about Easter. And of course, she laughed out loud. Yeah, I kind of got blinders on right now because of it's a joint celebration. Me and one of my grandsons, his birthday is April 3rd, so we're combining the two. I've always had a shared birthday party for some reason. Started out when I was younger. The girl across the street from me had the same birthday, and we used to have the party the same time. And her mother and my mother would get us together, and that would be the party. And that's okay. We were really good friends, and we liked each other, so it was fine. All right, so look, Easter, that's definitely early, right? The mysteries we discussed became intensely personal today, okay? Scorpios like that, right? Passion becomes electric, and we will want to cash in on our success to express this passion one way or another, okay? Now, we've got a couple of lunar aspects today that are kind of interesting, because we have the moon and the water signs. So that means that the planets in the water signs, you know, hey, they're going to be picking up some interesting things, right? They're going to be like, oh, look at what we got going on here. Because we have Mars, Saturn, Venus, and Neptune all in Pisces still, okay? Even though we're in Aries season, I'm an Aries sun sign. But guess what? Mercury, Pisces, Venus, Pisces, Chiron, Pisces. That's me. All right. So this watery connection kind of makes it interesting, because it's gonna ignite those passions in a way that we're gonna feel like we can actually get some stuff done. And what's better than an artwork with passion? I don't think there's much of anything. If you put some passion behind what you're creating, you're going to be creating some really fantastic stuff. And that's even thinking outside of the box, wherever you have to be, okay? That doesn't necessarily translate to purely creative aspects of things. We have to get creative in our work lives all the time, right? It's something that we do. We can't explain it to anybody. We can't express it to anybody. But this is another use of that creative brain, or diving into that brain. And if you don't get a chance to do so, then you have to express and exercise that muscle some other way. The right and the left. I got a wonderful, wonderful gift yesterday. One of my coworkers is really into watches and stuff, and he gave me a watch probably about, a couple of months ago, practically. And yeah, it was a very inexpensive watch that he got, because he collects them. He collects this particular brand. But yesterday, he came up to me with a box, and there were two bracelets in it. And he's like, I know you wear bracelets. I said, okay. And I'm like, well, thanks. And he gave them to me, and they are perfect. One is silver with a black line running through it from my left hand, and the other one is gold and black for the right hand. The sun and the moon, the fire and the water, the sun sign, the passion, and the lunar sign of just going through my emotions and being able to delve into that. Now, I've got a little difficult because I also have the moon in Aries. If you remember correctly, I was born during a solar eclipse. So that's kind of interesting, right? So we've got those lunar aspects that are all with the water signs. So we have the moon trine Saturn. We have the moon trine Venus. Those are very pleasant, right? That sticks in our mind. That's a nice time. You know, that's feeling good. Feeling a little bit confident, doing our work things, doing our serious things. You know, we look at this and we look at this time period, and we're just like, yeah, we're created. We're enough. Okay, that is enough. That is a sign of enough. That Scorpio sign, oh, that's that regeneration and everything. We want to come out. We got it, okay? There's enough. There's some energy behind that that's really, really interesting. Now, we have the moon opposing Jupiter and the moon opposing Uranus. Now, opposition energies, we've got the fixed earth and fixed water. So, you don't need to tell you what happens when water meets earth, right? When water meets the earth, first of all, you get wet. Second of all, you can carve canyons depending on what kind of earth it is, right? You get the Grand Canyon. That's a water thing. Water is the universal solvent. It can dissolve through rock over time, you know, given the stream and the pressure and everything like that. So that's very interesting, right? So what appears, but you can also make dams out of earth. And the water doesn't really breach that, does it? Unless it goes over the edge or anything. So within the context, each one can work with each other. And that's what this opposition is all about. This opposition is about not having the water penetrate through the earth and blast through the earth. This is about how can we use both things to build something up. And I'm going to go with an analogy that I started building, I don't remember when, but it was, we were talking about ideas and banking ideas. I think it was towards the end of the last Mercury retrograde. And it was like you store those ideas, and as you store those ideas, that reservoir fills up. Well, guess what? This is a time to build that new reservoir. We've got that moon opposing Jupiter, moon opposing Uranus. Basically, it's like, okay, Scorpio has desires. Scorpio wants, okay? Scorpio needs that secret, needs to know what that secret sauce is. How are we going to get through this next phase of the eclipse to get there? Here's a great answer. We're going to build a dam. We're going to take and start that reservoir fresh. Because we told you that last fall, last October, this kind of mimics that whole action because that's when the last eclipse has occurred. So we've reset our base intention. We've rebuilt our dam. We've rebuilt the reservoir. Okay? We released the water. We used the energy that was behind it, but now it's going to start to fill up so we get more potential, more energy, and less things to release. Now, there's another interesting part of this, too, because also Venus is sextile Uranus. Just like we have Jupiter sextile Saturn. Okay. This is very curious because this goes back to that water earth thing. We're using that stuff to be able to help build the dam. See, the opposition, you know, you think, oh my goodness, opposites. It's opposite, but it's opposite because it's going to complement each other. It's going to be able to work together. And this is telling us that we're going to be able to work with the changes and work with that sudden inspiration. You know, Uranus things, right? The eccentricity, the you know, sudden flash of, oh my goodness, I've got this, right? That's what we're working towards. In Venus being in Pisces, hey, we're either going to get lucky in love, lucky in art, or suddenly convert to a new religion, okay? That's all that really means. And, of course, I'm being facetious about converting to a new religion. I'm just saying that, particularly with Saturn in Pisces, what's happening is people are returning to their original religions. And that's what people tend to do anyway. They go through whatever spiritual expression they are used to. And that's how they stay, you know, as lifelong members of different communities and things like that. Look, it is time to realize that, you know, we do have passion. It burns deeply. And we can use that passion in practical ways to get to what we want to do. So it sounds pretty good on the surface, right? Well, let's revisit it. Let's visit it a different way for right now. It's Thursday, and the moon is Scorpio. It's going to be in Scorpio all day long. Mercury's at 26 degrees of Aries, okay? It's slowing down, guys. I believe it goes retrograde at 27 degrees. And that's on the 1st. We're going to be going back over in our minds the changes we brought forward, Okay, and that's what's going to happen. You know, Mercury's going to reach that point, and it's going to start going back. It's going to go back, 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 back. It's going to go back to Chiron. We're going to have a once, twice, thrice. I love saying that with Chiron. So, you know, our health issues, our the ways that we can help other people with their health and everything like that. Yeah, yeah, we're going to be revisiting that, and hopefully, we can make something whole again as we go 1, 2, 3 back, back, back in the sign of beginnings. You know, that's the sign of action, the sign of that. Now that's a different kind of passion. That's a fiery passion in Aries, right? It's funny how both Aries and Scorpio are passions, and both are ruled by Mars. The traditional ruler of Scorpio is Mars, so it never shakes that, right? Look, there's no possibility of reward unless we make some changes, okay? You just have to accept that. You gotta say, do it. We gotta be going over it. And Venus says, bring it on. You know, we've got that sextile with Uranus. Change it up, swap it up, let's do it. Okay? Intuition, our intuition is restored. We've just have gotten through that whole muddle phase and everything like that. And now we just are like, you know what? The moon in Scorpio, that just really strengthens everything. And we can just be like, okay, I feel like maybe I should go in this direction. Now, do everything you can to find your way. And the key word is swimming. I like that one. Now, the color is black. And look, we're at odds with the whole water thing, because some of us don't feel comfortable near the water. Now, I wrote this weeks ago, okay? And this is going to really sounds strange, but even accelerated water takes time to do its tasks. This is going to feel like forever. To some, this won't matter. Okay? Think about it. It depends on where you're at with your relationship to Saturn, right? How does this resonate with you? Look, we can either scratch at the surface, or we can defy the odds and get really clever. Defy the odds and press on, press on. Press everything you have into your own efforts. Which ones hold the most value for you? That's the ones you have to decide. The ones you just decided to are the ones to reform. In other words, not reform, reform. Or maybe it is reform. Who knows? But it's time to be put to good use, okay? And time has to be put to good use. If passion is to ignite today, or this week even, tonight's the night. And I got a couple of things for you. In 1802, Wilhelm Obers discovers Tupelis, the second known asteroid. Ooh, look at that. First was Ceres, second was Pallas, right? And in 1986, there is one birthday, and that would be Stephanie Germanotta, otherwise known as Lady Gaga, 37 years old. And she's an American singer-songwriter. Do I really have to explain? And she's also a movie star. You know, she was in A Bad Romance and A Star Is Born. And she was born in New York City. And that's what I got for you. Hey, today's keyword is swimming, because we're in that water thing, right? Let's go. Let's get that reservoir built up. And our color is black. And today's a 4. Not everybody's comfortable with that kind of power, right? Happy astrocatting.